Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. It was a very magical night in studio as our couples danced to some wonderful Disney songs. Every year, this show is a highlight of the season, and if you ask me, this year did not disappoint. Carla and I have plenty of thoughts, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Good, there it is! This is an engineer pick, you guys. Brianna Fitz in the booth. We told her it was Disney night. We said, let us know what you got. We got a little Lion King going in the back. Let's listen for a sec.
I love Disney night.
Disney, are you a Disney fan?
I am a huge, huge Disney fan. I actually, my mom wouldn't have forced me to go to college, I probably would be dancing like at Disneyland right now.
Yeah. We're going to talk about who we think our Disney doppelgangers are in just a minute, because of course, guys, this is the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be here in studio. I'm going to let our producer know now. Brianna, we accidentally forgot to pull up the chat, so if you wanted to pull that up, I know we'll be going back and forth between B-roll and everything, but we'll see if we can get that going. I know some of you guys are in the chat now. In fact, you know what, Bri, I've got my phone, so I'll pull it up here. If this is your guys' first time tuning in, this is the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV, where we review our favorite show on TV, which is, of course, ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Tonight was Disney night. Before we get into it, let's introduce ourselves, though, guys. My name is Jeff, and I'm not alone.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Carla Beltran, and I'm so excited to cover tonight's show. I have my Disney sweater on. It's Mickey and Minnie with a heart. So I hope that you guys are as excited as we are.
I love it. I'm pulling up the chat now, so I got you guys here. In fact, I'm going to give it to Carla, who's going to be our chat girl tonight. Guys, we are not only talking about the dances tonight. We also have our throwback segment. We have some predictions for next week. And we're even going to be talking about some of the other performances of the night. So, of course, it's not just Dancing with the Stars, but the meat of it is the dances. Carla, I have to ask you, how did you feel about tonight overall?
I loved tonight. I love Disney. I love the opening scene, actually. I do have to start out with the fact that the opening scene is by far my favorite one from the season. And I felt so comfortable and confident about every single dance. I think everybody liked this theme, and you could tell. So it was really
exciting. I think people are starting to settle in a little bit more. Yeah. I think we're seeing a lot of the nerves from early in the season kind of go away. I do have to say, you could really feel the loss of Tinashe tonight.
You could. I definitely wish that Tinashe could have been there. I think she would have been a perfect performer for this.
Yeah. Before we get into the dances, I told you at the top I was going to ask you, and I want the chat to let us know as well. If you were on Dancing with the Stars, who's your dream partner? What? And it was Disney night. What song would you dance to and what style?
I actually forgot about the dream partner, but I think as far as like partners, the two people that I really like, can I give two people?
You can give two, yeah.
It would definitely be, like, either Val or Derek.
Okay.
And I would, even though the Little Mermaid is my favorite princess, I would definitely do a foxtrot to Beauty and the Beast.
Nice. That would be beautiful to the tale as old as time, that song.
Seriously.
I would probably want to go with Emma, because I feel like she's been killing it this season.
She has.
And I think you know Hercules, the soundtrack. You know the song Zero to Hero?
Yeah.
A jive to that would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
That would be mine. And let us know in the chat what your guys' would be. Okay, before we talk about the dances, I want to quickly run through these performances. How'd you feel about the opening number tonight?
I loved the opening number. Mm-hmm. I think I said at the top of the show that it was definitely by far my favorite performance. I liked how they incorporated the juniors in there. I think these kids are phenomenal, and I enjoy seeing them dancing with the pros. So it was magical. I feel like any time it's Disney-related, something magical is going to happen, and it did. I love the fact that they brought Disney, like, Disney. I love the fact that they brought Mickey down from a star. I was like, okay, nobody can find Mickey. Mickey is going to make an entrance, and he did not disappoint. I love Mickey Mouse.
A lot of stunts tonight, yeah. Even from our pros, which I was very impressed by. The other two sort of auxiliary performances we got were this father-son duet on the pianos, the Botticellis, is that right?
Am I
pronouncing that right?
Bocelli.
The Bocellis, yes.
Rotor 13 from the chat said that Andrea Bocelli's and his son were the highlight for me. And wow. I totally agree. I love Andrea Bocelli, and I think that performance was so beautiful.
Yeah, they kind of did this right. You know, sometimes they bring on the auxiliary performances, and it kind of feels like bonus material. But I think they used the pros really well here. Mm-hmm. I thought their choreography really beautifully complemented those two singers. And the Bocellis were amazing.
They were so good.
Who knew there were two?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
I didn't know there were two. Too? But now that I know.
Has Juan Pablo been dethroned as the Carla crush for this season?
For the night.
For the night. Just for the night. Okay. Fair enough. And of course, Jordan Fisher. How good of a singer is he?
Oh, yeah. I asked you. I was like, wait, how old is he? He is phenomenal. He has his career totally ahead of himself.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that he actually sang in the beginning of the opening number mm-hmm. and that he had his own time to shine as well.
Yeah, he was pretty clearly singing live, or at least if he wasn't, he was lip-syncing damn well. And he sounded really, really good. I mean, this is a talented... I would love to see this kid in, you know, one of those movie musicals that NBC does.
Yeah.
Because I think he's really, really good. Kind of a young John Legend or something. Okay. Let's, of course, talk about the dances. Up first, we had Alexis Wren and Alan Bernstein. Before we get into their dance, let's talk about their package. Do we feel a blooming romance on this show?
I think we definitely feel a blooming romance. I think the comfort that Alan brings to Alexis is totally noticeable, and I think it's so cute, and I really do hope that they maintain a really good relationship after the show.
It's interesting. I feel like sometimes the show plays these up, and you don't really know, but we'll talk about the way she reacted at the end of the episode, because I think there might be more than a friendship happening between these two.
Yeah, definitely.
More importantly, though, let's talk about their dance. They danced a foxtrot to Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas. How did you feel about their performance?
I think that was such a beautiful dance. He, hold on, I'm like moving around my notes.
If you guys like Carla, if you've ever read War and Peace, it's a novel that's about this long. I think Carla has more notes than that book. So.
Yeah, I have like almost 4 pages worth of notes on today's dances. But I think that this was like, this dance definitely took me back to memorable night mm-hmm. where she actually let herself go and she was able to feel the music. And most importantly, she trusted her partner. Mm-hmm. She trusted Alan. You could tell with the flow of it, she went right through it. She looked like a princess going around that dance floor, and I really enjoyed her performance as much as she did.
You know, I've been hard on Alexis all season, but tonight, I gotta give it up.
Yay!
Alexis was
swimming to the good side.
I am. She was unquestionably one of the best dances of the night for me. I thought this was a really flawless dance. Again, she's always been technically very admirable, right? She's always been one of the best movers on the show, but I don't feel like I've seen her really let go. Tonight, I felt like she was fully in it. I felt like she continued her lines through every one of her phrases. I thought her phrasing was really beautiful. Her musicality was wonderful. I saw someone who wasn't just dancing, but someone who's performing for the first time, I feel like, in forever. So, Alexis, I thought you did a great job. The judges agreed. Len even said it was a well-crafted and beautifully danced routine. And they got 2 10s and a 9 from Len.
Yes. Tara E. from the chat says that Alexis seemed more present tonight, and mm-hmm. I completely agree. I think that for the first time ever, she wasn't thinking about the audience. She was just thinking about the dance and herself, and she totally nailed it.
And she was thinking about dancing with her boyfriend in front of all those people in the audience. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, Bruno said that they were like two hearts beating as one, and I was like, very interesting analogy.
We'll have to see. We'll keep our eyes peeled on those Twitters and those. I'm such an old man. We'll keep our eyes peeled on those Twitters. We're going to move on. Okay, so, Carla, it's time to talk about your favorite guy. We got Juan Pablo to pace tonight. And Cheryl. They danced a Viennese to Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. It was kind of fun to see Juan Pablo embody the spirit of Gaston.
Yeah. Okay, I, as you guys already know, love Juan Pablo and his performance. I loved seeing him portray Gaston. I think that he got into full character and he delivered a phenomenal performance. Like, the dance was so on point. I really, 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 really enjoyed this. In the beginning, I got a little bit nervous when they went on top of the table and they started dancing, but I think they delivered it well, and he was just amazing as always.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, I would go as far as to say as Juan Pablo might be the best performer of the entire group.
He is.
I know he's, I think, like, if I were to rate his dancing compared to everyone else, he's up there, but he's probably not technically the best dancer, but he sells it so strong with his performances. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's an actor, you know, he's really bringing the theatrical presence to the show, and he's just likable, right? This was fun. If you guys are watching live, he's doing a stunt with the chandelier. That was pretty impressive.
To a certain point, I feel like his performance was like, okay, you know how Mamma Mia is very like, oh, performance related? I think that this was a highlight for him. I think that's why he performed so well here.
Yeah, the more he can get into character, the better he's going to do in his dances. Especially, I think he's always strong on Latin dances.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be more traditional ballroom, he needs a character to really sell it. And I think this week that was exactly the case.
Yeah.
The judges agreed. He got some great scores. We got another 10-9-10 with Len being the 9. That's kind of a common pattern for the night, isn't it?
Yeah, Len always did a point less than the person next to him.
So now when you look at that dance, can you point out why Len wouldn't have given them the full shebang?
His frame.
It was his frame, you think?
Yeah, I think it was his frame. Yeah.
Insecure, maybe, for those. Okay, that's a good... That's why we have Carla on the panel, because she is a real dancer. I'm just the nerd who likes TV. Okay, DeMarcus and Lindsay, they had kind of a fun package, but they were talking about some disappointment from the week before. If you guys remember, they didn't score as well last week as they have been. This week, they danced to Charleston to A Star Is Born from Hercules. I know you really liked this dance, so I'm going to let you guys end on a positive note. I did not love...
Oh, okay.
I'm going to let you go last.
Okay.
Because I didn't love this dance as much as you did. I sort of had trouble with this.
Why?
I think because he has so much energy, but I just kind of think he sort of felt like this hulking blob trying to keep up with the rest of the dancers on the floor. This looks better now. I'm watching it on the screen, which I shouldn't be, because our audio listeners, we want you to be engaging with the dance as well. But if you're an audio listener, I do encourage you to check out our YouTube as well, because we're commentating to live video. I don't know. I just kind of felt like I don't feel like he was on top of the Charleston. I felt like the Charleston was on top of him, and he was doing his best to keep up with the choreo throughout the entire routine. And I still feel like I know the judges were complimenting him on his graceful footwork. I feel like he's a pretty heavy-footed dancer. I don't see nearly the same delicacy as even like a John. I feel like I've seen John's footwork improve in its grace so much throughout the season, whereas I still feel like DeMarcus's footwork is pretty heavy, kind of like he's plodding.
Yeah, he is stomping.
He's such
a lot of the
big
times guy. He does the guy. Yeah.
But like you look at a Rashad, who's also a big guy, and he's so light on the floor. I don't know, I almost feel like we've watched DeMarcus, I don't know, get worse a little bit for me throughout the season.
Really?
Personally. But I know that's probably a hot take. So what did you think? And I'm curious to hear what the chat thinks as well.
See, for me, I wrote down my first note is, okay, Hercules.
So in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. I think this was one of my favorite performances by him. And I think that I'm basing that off of last week's performance, where I don't think last week's performance was as strong as this performance. I think that he felt more comfortable playing Hercules, playing a character that he can relate to. And I think that confidence shined through. And I think that's probably why I enjoyed his performance so much. And I think that Lindsay does such a great job at bringing out his strengths, such as like the lifts. I think those lifts were amazing. She really did look like a windmill going around.
And those lifts were incredible.
Those lifts were awesome. And the fact that Lindsay was able to keep her shoe on, I give her props because that is not easy to do, especially as a dancer. You need your shoes to like complete the steps, you know?
Yeah, his lifts are amazing.
His lifts are so good.
Yeah.
His lifts are so good. And yes, I think I totally agree with you. I think the reason why he hasn't gotten a higher score is because his footwork is so strong. Like, he wants to deliver the dance move and he wants to deliver it strongly. But not every single dance move needs to be strong. Some of them need to be like easy, breezy, like hello, you know?
Have we seen a passo from DeMarcus yet this season?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm ready to see him knock.
Oh, yes, last week.
I guess
was the Paso Doble.
Right. And that trio.
And
hurt
that
him.
Didn't know. Yeah, that did not help.
What is the chat saying about DeMarcus? Any hot takes in there?
Let's see. Loved by You said that he's a heavy footed, but not like Rashad was. So she kind of disagrees with you.
Fair enough.
Mercy Seven says, but his moves were lighter, which is true. I think his moves were a little bit lighter this week.
Okay.
In comparison to last week, I feel like last week was so, like, I think the Paso Doble was so strong last week. He was, like, really trying to do it hard. So, yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like I might be in the minority here, which is totally fine. I like DeMarcus, and I want to see him. I just don't feel like he's reaching his potential.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Understandable.
If you disagree with me in the comments, please let me know, and please let me know why. I'll be in there.
Well, you know who's trying to reach the potential?
Who is that? Carla Beltran.
AfterBuzz TV.
Very good. Very good.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
And I should let you guys know, for you audio listeners who love the podcast, we are now on Spotify, which is pretty cool, because what that means is you can build your own playlists and even include music and our shows in your playlists. So you want to put together your own Dancing with the Stars songs playlist, why not throw our after show in there? You can do that on Spotify. Okay, next we have our very own Luna Lovegood, Ivana Lynch, and Kyo Motsepe. Dancing to When Will My Life Begin from Tangled. This was a jazz. I have a question for you, Carla. I don't know much about dance, obviously. I mean, I know some. But
you know.
But I'm more of the fan perspective. You're the one who knows what, like, a plot of Blue Bray is and, you know, the dance moves and stuff. What is a jazz?
Not what we saw.
Uh-oh. What does the show mean when they say jazz number?
I think a jazz really... A jazz has to be performed well, not only by the footwork, but the framework and the song. I feel like this song was not very favorable. I love Ivana, and Ivana is one of those dancers that I've seen her open up more from the beginning to now. And I think that when she dances, like, based on a character, she's better. But the performance, like, I feel like she's still very tight. With the jazz, I feel like you have to really, like... You have to throw it out there, but it has to be sharp and strong and, like, delivered. And I feel like that, like, I feel like it wasn't fully delivered. Like, did you see right now where she did the hands? Like, yeah. It was more like, oh, look at this, rather than, like, oh, like, look at this gracefully.
Intentionality.
Like, yes. Yeah.
So is a jazz sort of, like, combining the freedom of contemporary with the strictness of
ballroom?
Yes,
with an actual technique.
The foundation is a ballroom a little less framework around it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've been singing Ivana's praises all season. I really like her. I don't know why, but I agree with you. This week, she didn't quite do it for me. It's funny, because I'm watching her now, and she's delivering everything pretty well, but I just think it's almost like none of her moves were quite living up to the potential.
Yeah.
I feel maybe tonight about Ivana how I have about Alexis for the rest of the season, where it's a solidly performed number that's just not quite reaching its potential all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I also gotta say, I've loved Kyo's choreography for most of the season. This was a little boring, choreography-wise. Or do you disagree?
I agree. Yeah. I mean,
what's
Love By
think?
You said that jazz is an expression of Broadway, and it was like
Broadway.
She says that it was a great song, which maybe was a great song, but I feel like the choreography didn't deliver to the song.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to see a jazz, when I think of jazz, I think of Frank Sinatra. I think of, like, hey, like, it's out there.
Right.
And I feel
showy.
Like... Showy. Yeah. Mm-hmm, it's definitely, like, a showy type of deal.
Well, I like Ivana, even if, for me, this wasn't her best week. I like her spirit. I like her attitude. And I've also liked her and Kyo's partnership. So I hope we continue to see them down the road.
Yeah.
But we've got to move on.
Yes, we do.
To good old grocery store Joe.
Oh, gosh.
We have Joe Amable and Jenna Johnson dancing the jive from a new song by Imagine Dragons called Zero from the brand new Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet. I gotta say, I love Disney Night, but sometimes you feel like you're watching one very long commercial. I think I heard the release date for Wreck-It Ralph Part 2 about 10 times tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
But it's okay. I think they do a nice job kind of synergistically integrating advertisement with the dancing. Okay, Joe. You gave it your all, buddy. But he... like right here. Oh man, you can tell he's trying so hard.
One thing that I do want to say about Joe from this week is that this was the first week where I actually saw him do dance moves. This is like literally
the bar is pretty
like,
low.
Look at this. Do you see? Do you see how he's moving his hands? He's doing the kicks. He's actually doing the dance moves. He's not delivering them at the right time, and he's barely delivering them, but he is actually doing that.
He's moving, right?
He's moving. Yeah. And this was I think the dance that had the most choreography that Jenna's like provided for him.
Yes, I will say I was proud of Jenna, whereas last week was kind of a, for lack of a better word, beep show. I liked that this was a traditional jive, even if Joe couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I also want to say God bless Joe that his note is, this is the first week I've seen Joe do actual dance moves. You know, I agree with you, though. You can tell he's really trying. Dude's just not really a dancer when it comes down to it.
And he's not really comfortable. You could tell that he's not confident in himself.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really trust Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell in those things. And I don't know if he doesn't trust Jenna because he has a girlfriend and he doesn't feel comfortable being, like, actually dancing with Jenna. Because I feel like when we saw him, the week that he did the dance, I think it was a memorable dance when he practiced with his girlfriend. I think that was the week that the dance, he felt more comfortable because he had done the dance with his girlfriend. That I think that, I don't know if that's what's holding him back a little bit. But, yeah. I was just proud that he got to do some dance moves this week.
I definitely agree. And you know what? I think what happened partly with this dance was he seemed to get off in the footwork pretty early on. Mm-hmm. I think it was sort of some of those side fan kicks. And I think once he got off, he couldn't really get back on.
Yeah.
I think like that's one of the signs between a professional dancer and a pretty amateur dancer is the ability to bounce back.
Yeah.
Whereas I think he's probably very A to B. And if he misses one A to B, he can't get to C. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think that's what was happening in this dance. But Joe, you know, he's giving it his best, and I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he seems to have really charmed America with his boyish ways, you know?
Yeah, I want to mention out, like, what two things of the chat said. Sailor Pony Collection said that Joe, I think, has gotten a little bit better, just a little bit better, which I totally agree with.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if I say your name wrong, but I think it's Alicia Martin. She said that she's glad that that Len called Jenna out on her choreography. I've noticed she struggles to choreograph for partners who don't know their body. Either she gives them too much or too little content, which I totally agree with.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I would love to see, when I think of the pros, again, I mentioned her at the top, but I think in terms of a great teacher, I think of Emma always. I think she's always seems to be really in it for the sake of truly, and I think Sasha's the same way, which is why I kind of like them as a couple, but both of them seem to be truly in it to feature their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see Joe with like an Emma. You know, I'd be curious to see
how much she brings out the personality in him and how comfortable she makes him feel.
Jenna's great with really, really great dancers, mm-hmm. as is Val. I think Val's the same way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't felt that Jen and Joe have been the best partnership this season.
No, not at all. By the way, I just wanted to point out that Rhoda 13 said, I wish Carla Renata was here this week.
We miss you, Carla.
We do too. Carla and Kaylee were not able to join us here tonight, but they're definitely here in spirit.
Yes.
And they'll be here next week.
We miss you guys. The scores from the judges for Joe and Jenna were a 6, a 5, and a 6, giving them a 17 out of 30. Feels pretty fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about, it was a big night for Mary Lou Retton and Sasha Farber. Excuse me. We quickly learned that they were dancing to Reflection from Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat to hear Mary Lou talk about how this journey has changed her, you know?
Yeah.
She was saying Reflection was a very apt song for her because she's felt like it has been sort of a journey of reflection for her.
Mm-hmm.
They danced a contemporary, which is always really, really hard for non-dancers.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, Mary Lou really knocked this out of the park.
Really?
For the most part. I mean, I think that you could definitely tell she was out of her comfort zone, but when I think of her dancing to her best ability, I think contemporary is by far the hardest dance style for non-dancers.
It is.
And aside from some of the sword play, which I wasn't really a fan of at the beginning,
yeah,
I really liked this number. And I think when she and Sasha were in partnership, it was at its best.
Yeah. See, this was not really my favorite dance by her so far, but I think it was only because of the choreography. Like, I know contemporary is really hard. And I think in the beginning, I agree with the judges. In the beginning, when she started out, I feel like she was very, like, closed up. I feel like she really felt the song and, like, the whole reflection thing. But then once she got close to Sasha and they started dancing, you could tell that she opened up, she felt comfortable, and she brought out the Mary Lou that we've been seeing these past couple of weeks. Which, by the way, I agree with the judges. I want to see her do some, like, gymnastics out here on the dance floor, because I feel like she would be amazing. But I think overall it was a great performance.
Yeah, it was a great performance. Whether or not it was a great dance might be left a bit to interpretation, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really neat to see her open up, and maybe I was a bit swept away by her emotional reaction to the dance. It's also no secret that I really like Mary Lou. I've liked her all season, but I think this was definitely out of her comfort zone. I mean, yeah. When you think of, like, a gymnastics floor exercise, for example, that's such a pre-prescribed, choreographed, to-the-number technical dance, mm-hmm. whereas contemporary is all about freedom and not necessarily even moving with the exact counts of a song. So I've got to credit her. I feel like this was about as well as she could have done. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she's sticking around, because I really feel like we haven't even seen the best of her yet.
Yeah, no.
Cool. The judges gave them a 9, an 8, and an 8 to give them a 25 out of 30. That feels pretty fair to me. How about you?
Yeah, it was okay.
Maybe a little overscored?
A little bit.
That's fair. You're allowed to have that opinion. I think that DeMarcus was overscored. He would be my overscore of the night.
Really?
Yeah, personally.
No, I feel like DeMarcus was perfect.
A 26 out of 30?
Yeah, 26.
All right. Okay. John and Emma. This was a surprise for me. Okay. This was really solid.
John is growing so much on me. I feel like the night he leaves, I'm going to be so, so sad. He's like one of my new favorite people.
He kind of reminds you of, like, a good dad.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like Emma and him have sort of this, like, sweet father-daughter thing. Like, I almost picture
he's
their,
so
like...
He's so respectful. I love
yes,
it.
Yes. He's like... I think he's a gentleman. She's a sweetheart. I don't know. I've really enjoyed their partnership. And I couldn't believe how solid his frame was tonight. Real quick before we get into it, they danced to I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book, which was fun for John because that was a childhood specialty for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you look at Juan Pablo, when you look at Bobby Bones... You could, even I would say DeMarcus, I would say Milo, John has one of the most sturdy frames of any of these male dancers.
Mm-hmm. And his footwork was on point tonight.
Yes.
His footwork was so good. I think he messed up like once, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this was really, really solid. I think he's still got a little bit of growth to happen. You could tell this was really tiring him out. I think it caught up with him by the end. But
he looked so confident doing it. I loved it.
I think that's what it was more than possibly any other male tonight, I think he might have been the most composed.
Definitely. You can tell that he definitely practiced a lot for this. And it's funny because you could kind of tell when a dancer is in their mind, like, thinking of what they were thinking about during practice. And he was definitely, I can just picture him in his head, like, being like, quick step, quick step.
Right. How does the chat feel about John tonight?
The chat loves John.
So do we.
Tara E. says that this was John's best dance. Loved by You said, John, I'm clapping. I'm really proud of him. He's really giving himself to this. ADKDG Proto said that John was solid tonight. I thought she was going to kill him in the rehearsals looking at that package, which we all agree. But... yeah, I think he is getting stronger and stronger. From the beginning till now, he's definitely flourished as a dancer, and I'm really enjoying the journey that he's going through.
Me too, yeah. And I'll say it again. I couldn't believe how confident he came across tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I'm excited for John. I'm excited for Emma. I'm excited to see where they go. They got 3 8s for 24 out of 30.
I liked that. That was
maybe
good.
A little underscored.
I wish there would have been at least 1-9 because I think that this was one of his best performances yet. But maybe the judges are saving a 9 for because they know that he's improving and he might do really great.
I think that could be it. I just, when I look at that dance, I can't find any, it doesn't feel like a subtract 2 points dance. It feels like a subtract 1. Like, I have trouble identifying specific moments that justify detracting 2 points. Like, I feel like there should have been a 9 in there, but alas, that's Dancing with the Stars. All right. Bobby Bones and Sharna dancing to Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. I've got to be honest, Carla, as someone who on the record has admitted that he may have a small crush on Sharna Burgess, I had trouble not watching Sharna tonight. Apparently, Bobby was also dancing. I'm going to let you start. Just being honest.
Okay, yeah. So, of course, Sharna killed being the Little Mermaid. She is such a beautiful person inside and out. So I can understand why you wouldn't be able to take your eyes off of her.
Just being honest.
But I was actually watching Bobby Jones tonight, and I loved how he stayed in character from the beginning to the end. He was Prince Eric. He felt it. His frame is so cute. I actually love him as a performer. I know that you were saying that you don't feel the same way.
He stresses me out.
Yeah. I think that his energy, he did such a great job of containing his energy doing this waltz because, like, he has so much energy to put out there that he did a beautiful. I think he delivered the dance moves. Yes, he wasn't really on time at certain points, but the fact that he was being able to do, he delivered the choreography.
Yeah.
You know, what maybe it wasn't on beat, but he delivered it, and I think it was great.
So you were mentioning that he was able to contain his energy tonight. I actually don't necessarily agree because his frame kept hunching.
Yeah.
And what I was seeing was like all that pent up Bobby Bones insanity just like drifting to his shoulders. Yes. Like I felt like he had trouble really containing
relaxing
his frame.
Yeah.
And when you look at someone like John, who I think really does a good job of focusing his movement into like very precise footwork, I just saw Bobby being unable to control the Bobby Bones of it all in such a contained wall. So I like Bobby. He's grown on me. I just think his energy really corrupted his frame tonight.
Yeah.
I saw so much
of him. Like his energy was right here.
Exactly. It was all in his neck and his shoulders. And again, I was mostly watching Sharna. I'm just going to be honest.
Love by You totally agrees with you. She said, okay, Jeff, I love Sharna. You know, I didn't even realize Bobby was there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think that's how a lot of people felt with this dance. I think that's why the score was, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's because everybody was just watching how beautiful Sharna looked.
Sharna.
Yeah.
Well, Sharna, it was a good night for you. 3 sevens, which, not a great score for Bobby, but I personally agree with that score.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty fair score.
Okay. Last, we've got Milo, fan favorite with Whitney. They danced to Zero from Ralph Breaks the Internet. Oh, not at all. Sorry. I just jumped my notes. I said that so confidently, and I was just so wrong. All right. Sorry, guys. I have so many notes here as well. Am I missing? I might be missing
Milo?
Yeah. Okay. They danced to the Incredibles theme, and they did a quick step.
Yes.
What did you think of this?
Okay, not only is Milo an awesome performer, but I think his dancing is so good.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching him, and yes, I know that this was a difficult quick step, but I think it was mainly because the costumes weren't really favorable to them.
Yeah.
But I think the dance itself was really great.
Yeah, I think this is an example of sometimes Dancing with the Stars really goes all out with these costumes. And these would have been really fun for a freestyle. But the quick step is such a traditional ballroom dance that the mix of the aesthetic with these goofy costumes, with the crazy music, and the traditional ballroom choreography kind of bashed together in my brain. That being said, I do think Milo's an excellent dancer. He was right on top of the beat tonight. He hit all of his moves. It's funny, I think tonight was a night where I kind of saw Milo's age. I don't feel like he's totally learned how to use his body yet.
Yeah.
And that's because he's a 17-year-old kid, right? I mean, like, we've talked about how he's kind of, he's this long, gangly guy, and I feel like he's still figuring out how to really own his height and own his sort of stature. And
he's a zombie.
He's a little bit of a zombie.
From Disney.
And I think sometimes in frame I saw him leaning into Whitney, and, like, it almost felt like body contact was happening more on their shoulders than it was on their torso.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to see him open up and kind of, you know, really. But at the same time, Milo's a very, very strong dancer. I would have liked to have seen a sort of different version of this quick step, mm-hmm. because I think, again, the costumes and the music did not behoove them as dancers.
I agree.
What's the chat saying about Milo?
The chat is saying that...
Anything?
Tara E. says that Milo needs a slower dance.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't really had one in a while.
He hasn't had a slow dance, but I think it's because he has so much energy that he's, like, you know, keeping it all in.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to see him do something a little slower.
Yeah.
For the most part, that's our coverage. We have a couple more segments, guys, but we would love to know, who are your highlights of the night? Who are your lowlights? Do you disagree with my take on DeMarcus? If so, let me know. I will happily argue with you in the comments below, in, of course, a friendly way. But I thought it was a strong episode. Great episode of Dancing with the Stars.
It was. I loved Disney Night. I honestly... One of my wishes is to be on Dancing with the Stars one day and be able to, like, at least make it to, like, Disney Night.
Oh, you That's would like, go. Yeah. You would go that far. And I would be curious. I know we played the game of who would your partner be, what would your song be, what would your dance be. People, let us know what your Disney
yes,
Night
please.
Dream choreography number would be. We'd love to know. The surprise for the night, and we do have to talk about this, was that there was no elimination. They tricked us mm-hmm. into saying that DeMarcus and Alexis were in the bottom two. And
which was surprising because I was like, excuse me?
I know.
Yeah.
but they were both saved. And I want to talk about something. DeMarcus casually waved it off and, you know, that was a relief. Alexis, from what it appeared, started weeping into the arms of her partner, Alan Bernstein.
Yes, she did.
That moment didn't feel like a we're friends moment.
It did not feel like you're my dancing partner moment.
Yeah, it felt like maybe another kind of partner. I want to know, is the chat feeling like there might be a blossoming romance between Alexis and Alan? I'd be curious to hear what they think.
I think...
They're going to get... There's a bit of a delay on our broadcast, so they're going to start answering in a second.
Okay,
but
I'm like waiting for the answer.
I know.
Like very
it's on bated breath. Okay, now we are going to talk about our throwback segment. Of course, every week we're bringing you a segment from a previous Dancing with the Stars season that we love. Tonight, we picked one of our favorite Disney Night dances, and that's Charlie White and Sharna Burgess dancing to Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Let's take a look. This was a jazz. Okay, so for those of you guys on the audio podcast, we're seeing Erin Andrews and Tom Bergeron prepping them, getting excited. Here we go. Okay. Oh, and this is important to note. This was the finale. This was a reprise. Charlie was so much fun.
Look at that footwork, though.
I know. He was such a solid dancer. If you guys remember, for you audio listeners, Charlie has a cane and Sharna has an umbrella. Because the props were a notorious component to this season. The first time they did this, they dropped their canes. And so they got nines. Oh, so much fun.
I love this.
It's very traditional, very true to Mary Poppins. So here's the funny thing. They were like, we're going to nail our props tonight. So they're doing okay. They had messed up the first time. This time they're going to nail it, right? Here we go. So Charlie spins the umbrella right here. And there it goes.
The umbrella breaks.
That wasn't even planned. But to Charlie's credit, he plays it off like such a pro.
Yeah.
You'd never know that that wasn't even planned. And that's the fun. That's how you can tell a real performer,
yeah.
right? Their ability to carry on.
Definitely.
Love that
Look
lift.
Look at that lift.
I know. Charlie and Sharna were such a fun partnership because Charlie was able to rise to Sharna's level.
Yeah. And Sharna's such a great performer. I
yes.
love watching her.
To me, this was like Disney magic that night they did that. Mary Poppins was my favorite movie growing up.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a little child. Okay, that was our throwback segment. That was Charlie and Sharna. Let us know, what was a Disney night performance you loved, if it wasn't that one? We talked about Rumours, Ursula. Was
yeah,
a pretty good one.
I did. I really liked that one.
But we had already done that in the past. Okay, we're just getting to the end of our show now. If anyone in the chat has any last-minute thoughts, now would be the time to post them. We'll shout you out at the end. I also know some of you guys in the comments have been wanting your shout-outs. I did not do my job to look those up before we went on air, but guys, I promise next week we will shout out some more of our commenters and chatters who really have been with us this season. We love you guys. You're what makes the show fun. And Dancing with the Stars is a show you have to talk about. Speaking of, if you're an audio listener or if you're a YouTube listener, if you wanted to hop on iTunes and give us those 5 stars, that would mean so much to us, guys. Carla, Kaylee, and I do this show for free, and those 5 stars really help not only boost our podcast, but boost our spirits as hosts.
Yes, definitely.
So hop on iTunes, guys, and give us that review. It not only helps the show, but it is a great way to kind of engage with us as a panel.
Yes, it is. Well, before we end, yes. I do want to say what the chat says about Alexis and
yes.
Alan. Rotor 13 thinks that this is fake showmans. And okay. ADKDG Proto says, producers making it seem that way. Love by You, she thought she had a boyfriend. She's been single for some time, so she does not have a boyfriend anymore. But I think people, for the most part, think that this is just, like, for her to for her to get, like, more votes and for her to stay on the show. I don't know. I feel like it looks pretty real, but...
We could just be suckers.
We could just be like...
I'm a romantic, guys.
Don't romantic people.
What can
I'm not
I say?
Romantic, so I don't know, but...
Now that I think about it, the chat's probably right. Well, we'll have to see what the show does with them.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends. I think they have a really good friendship right now.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
A good relationship, we can say
that. A good relationship.
All right, Carla, any last thoughts on the night before we move on to our final segment of the show?
I love to say night.
That's love really to say night. All right, with that, let's go ahead and get into predictions. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions. So next week is Halloween.
Yes,
that's
I'm
always
so
a
excited.
Fun night because the theming continues to be really fun.
I hope like we should dress up for next week.
Oh, we definitely should.
Yeah,
that would be really fun.
Let's definitely do it.
One thing I will say: sometimes on Halloween night, I miss like a Mark Ballas and I miss like a Derek because you know they would always go so all in with this theming. I hope that like some of our newer pros, I guess at this point we're down to veteran pros, but mm-hmm. I really want to see like love Cheryl Burke. I hope she really goes in with the Halloween theming next week.
I think she will with Juan Pablo. I think that's the reason why they all totally go through.
Yeah, especially if it's a very performy week. I'm excited to see like what Juan Pablo and Cheryl will do.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love Disney night and Halloween night. I love really any night that has like some theme.
Definitely. Well, who are we worried about? Who would be your I want to see them go? Not that we want to see anyone go, but if you had to pick like your journey ends next week and who you think journey is going to end next week, who would you do?
Okay, there's 2 people that are in like my bottom 2, and I honestly just want to see Joe go. I don't really enjoy watching his dances. It's people like this where you feel like, okay, why do I still see Joe and I'm not seeing like Tinashe? You know, and it's kind of one of those where like I feel like the spot is just kind of being used right now for views, and I hate to say that, but I feel like it's kind of being used for views, and yeah, I think that Joe needs to... I see improvement, but I don't know that he's going to, like...
He might have plateaued. It's like, how much further can he grow?
Can he really go?
When he's, like, at his core, he's just clearly not a dancer.
Yeah.
How much can Jenna really do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be ready to see Joe go too. He's a nice guy. I like that he's earnestly embracing this process, mm-hmm. but we're at the point where it's so competitive that it almost feels like a waste of screen time.
Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, I wish him well. I mean, we'll have to see what happens. And if America wants to keep him around, they'll keep him around. I gotta say,
people vote. It's so important for you to call.
Yes.
Get your votes in because it's not just based on the judges' scores, but it's also based on your voting. So.
Yeah, I already missed Tinashe tonight, and it sucks when you see people go. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of who I'm worried for, I'm a little worried for DeMarcus.
Really? I'm worried for Ivana.
Yeah, I'm worried for Ivana, too. Mm-hmm. I think those would be my 2. I just feel like something about DeMarcus, I don't think he's doing enough to really win America over. Personally.
Really? I think he's totally winning America over.
Well, we will see next week. And, of course, we will also be here next week. Guys, Carla, I hope I did you justice. You do such a good job moderating this panel, and I appreciate you letting
Thank
me step
you.
In for this week. And Carla, I was talking Carla Renata.
Oh,
let
Carla,
me slide
I was it. Like...
But Carla with a K, thank you so much for being my co-pilot this week. This was really fun.
Thank you.
It was a great show, and I hope you guys enjoyed our coverage. Let us know what you thought of the night in the comments. If you guys have any suggestions for a format or feedback or anything you're looking for, let us know, because we are the Conversation Network, and we want to know what you think. Speaking of me, my name is Jeff. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. Tweet me your thoughts. I'd love to talk with you. And if you're interested, I host a weekly show called TV Pilot Reviews, where we review a brand new pilot every week. Yeah, so check that out. That's Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific.
And hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight, Disney Night. It was amazing. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran, on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And, of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media networks at AfterBuzz TV.
Guys, we will see you next week. Happy Halloween weekend, and please be safe. Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.